Bez Hashem, we're starting a new Masechta, Masechta Soita. And as always, a few Hakdamas are in place. The Parsha of Masechta Soita is a Parsha in Parshas Nozir. We spoke at the end of Masechta Nozir about the connection between the two Parshias of Parshas Nozir, which are mamish back to back in Parshas Nozir. Chazal say, Haroya Soita Bekulkula. The response of a person who sees the Parsha of Soita should be the entering the Parsha of Nazirus. So we have a Parsha, it's in Perek Hei, the Pesukim, Pasuk Yud Aleph to Pasuk Lamed Aleph, where the Torah says we have a woman who was, her husband was Bekina Lov and Istura, and then she was Misyachid with another man. Her husband warned her, and we'll have to see the Pratim exactly what that looks like, what the process is. And then she was Misyachid. And because of that, we don't know that she was Mizana. If she would be Mizana, there's two ramifications. First of all, she's Chayiv Misa. A woman who's Mizana, if there are Edom that see her being Mizana, the Torah says that's Pesukim Parshas Kiseite. That if a woman got Hasro, so the halach is she's Chayiv Misa. What happens, let's say she didn't get Hasro, so Bezdin can't kill her. Over here, where her husband warned her, so we say that it's Raglayim Ledover. And the Gzeres HaKosov is that even though Be'etzim, we don't ask for somebody Mipnei Sofik, normally a person has a Cheskas Kashrus, a Cheskas Tahara. I'm saying these terms because these are going to be factors as we learn the Masechta. But in a case where there's Kinui, Vistira, she was Misyachid, she was Soysu with somebody, she was Oivan Issa Yichud. This is one of the possible Makaris of Issa Yichud Minat Torah. It's an interesting discussion whether Yichud is Minat Midaraisa. So over here that she was kina love and istira, so the halacha she becomes asura labailo. If there are edim that see a woman who was mizana, then besides for the chiv misa, there's also the fallout that her marriage is over. Her husband has to be a garisher. He's not allowed to live with her. He has to divorce her from Mamela because he's not allowed to live with her. The ramification of the halacha, she's asura to her baal. She's asura also laboil. That we'll see in Yitz Hashem through the Masechta. If there's no way of knowing because she doesn't admit. So then we have what the lion's share of the Pasha in Pasha's Nosa is the Psukim describing the famous process where the husband takes his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and they bring a korban and then the Kohen prepares the Mei HaSoita, which is used to test her. She has to drink it. And if she's found, if she was guilty, then she would die a death, which is because she was chayef. Now, a woman being asura labailo is only when she's nivala berotzoin. That's also when she'd be chayef misa. If she's nenzo, then the halacha is she's not asura labailo. We learned a lot about this in Yevamos and Ksubos. The only woman who's nenzo, an eshes ish, and yes, asura labailo, is a koyin, is an eshes koyin. And that's not because znus is more chomer by an eshes koyin, but because a koyin has a din, when his wife was a nivala to somebody who's but if it's an Aveiru, so that passels her to be married to a Kohen. But that's a separate din. Mitzad Kedushas Kuna has nothing to do with compromising the marriage per se. That's the basic outline of the Masechta. So we have to halten Kohen Zin that there's a Soita Vadai. Soita Vadai is when there's no complicating factors. I mean, it's a tragedy. We know that a woman, Abbas Yisrael, was Mizana, she becomes Asur Labayla, finished. There's a lot of different ramifications of that. Chalois Isser, that we'll learn about in Yitz Hashem. A Soita Sofik is the case that we just said, Kina Lov and Istura, where she doesn't admit, and we don't know if she was Mizana. You have to be Choshish. The halacha is that even if the husband wants to forgive and forget, the halacha is she becomes Asura Labailam Tnei Sofik. The ramifications of a Sofik Soita are many. Does she have all the deterrents that he's not allowed to live with her? Is that a Din Vada? Is that a Din Sofik? The different ramifications, Legabi Achilas Truma, Legabi Isabal, Isaboyl, that we'll have to see. We're also going to learn the halacha of Hashkoa Soita, the whole process. And what happens, let's say a woman refuses to drink the water. So then the halacha is she's Asur Labailo, she loses her Ksuba. And, well, let's say her husband doesn't want to put his wife in a situation maybe where she would die. He's still Mechuyev Legarsha. He's not allowed to waive the Isser that she's Asuraloi, will force him to be Megarisha. Who has to be made on a woman if she was Mizana? Normally you need two Edim. We'll learn Yetzer Hashem in Dovah Shebev and Pox Mishnayim. But on a woman who was a Suffolk Soiter, because Kina Lavinistra, there's a Bazunda Exerz HaKosuv of Ve'ed Ein Bo, that Eilecha is Nemen, we're going to have to learn the halachas of that also. And then now, Yetzer Hashem, let's start. Hamekana Li'ishtoi, he was Mekana Li'ishtoi, again, he warned his wife not to be Misyachid with a certain man. At this point, it does not say who he could be Mekana her for, how he does this Kinnui, that Yetzer Hashem will learn a Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is saying, once this Kinnui is there, the Rav just points out that the Lashon HaMekana Li'ishtoi is one who did it. Is it the right Hanoga? Should a husband warn and put a Kinnui in place on his wife? The Rav says, yes, if he feels that it's necessary, because she's in a compromised position with another man, so then he should put it into place. It's actually a whole shmuz in the Gemara. It's machlek sublezer and Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara lemaisa paskin, the Rav is paskin like Rabbi Kiva, shabal chayiv lekani lishtim hu roi yashim isnehegis bepritzus. That's the Agdom of the Mishnah. The Ikem machlekis over here in the Mishnah is really cuts to the heart of a lot of what we just spoke about in the Agdom. The kinui has to be done al pitu edim. Umashke, the fact that she becomes asuraloi, and she has a din of a suffix soita, and he takes her to the mikdash, and he's mashke her mei soita. Mashke will have, in several cases over here, through the mesechta, is not only about the din of hashka that will take place in the base of mikdash, because maza, we don't have a base of mikdash. We're talking here about the halacha of when she becomes a suffix soita and she becomes asura labayla. So the fact that there's a kinui in place, that has to be al pishnayim. But the hashko, the fact that she's misyachid and she becomes asura labayla, that's al piyed echad or even al piyatzmai. Rabbi Yeshua oimim mekana lo al pishnayim, that certainly has to take place al pishnayim. But even the hashko, even the seiser, Kinalov and Nistur, even the Nistur of the Yichud, that would make her Asura Labayla al Sofik Soita, that also has to be al Pitu Edim. And now let's explain. We explained Biktor that Be'etzim, a woman, has a Cheskas Kashus Labayla. Lamashal, if somebody comes along, somebody comes to Bezin and he says that Mrs. So and so, Rachmanin son was Mazana, Birotzin, she doesn't become Asura Labayla. Faket, Bezin will take the guy who comes in the and will give him Malchus. Why? Because the klal is Ein Dovah Shebe'er V'Pochus Mishnayim. And the classic Dovah Shebe'er is Asuring a Isha Labailo. Asuring a Isha Labailo. The same way we're more familiar with the Kedushin, the Chalois of the Kedushin. It's not only to say that a woman is married, and because of that, she can't get married. That needs two edim in Bezna. Erechot is not Neman. It's only Neman be Surim. Erechot is Neman, Erechayim, Yeridei. It's not Neman, not Ligabi Choshim Mishmah, not Ligabi Dinei Momnis. Ein Edus B'momen Pox Mishtayim. And as well, Ein Dovah Shebeva Pox Mishtayim. That's not only Edus Libirure. Edim to be Mevarer, to tell Bezdin that this woman is married. This woman got divorced. This woman, her husband died and she's Muteres Lashuk. We learned about this in Yevamos and Ksubos. Or in our case, to say that a woman was Mizana, that she's Asura Labayla, of course that needs to aid him. But it's more than that. The Chalois of the Edus Lekiume is another level of the Gzes HaKosov. That's not only for Edim to be made afterwards that a woman is married next to Edim, but to make the marriage, the chalois of the kedushin of a davar shebe'eva, of a gerushin or a kedushin, also needs to aid him. Over here, the chalois of making this din of kino lo v'nistero, that she's asura lebailo, needs to aid him in the edus l'kiyume, in the kino. There is no kinoi to create this situation where this woman is nechshad with this man. There's no such din unless there are edus l'kiyume, two Edim that saw the kinui. So he has to be mekanel in front of two Edim. That means what happens, let's say, a woman was nisyacha with a random man. The halacha is she's not allowed to. It's a yichud, maybe it's even deraisa. Definitely a terrible thing. But lamaisa, she's not asura labayla. She has a cheskes kashrus. It's only after there's a chalois kinui that's chal in her, klape that man, that her being misyachid with that man would memela create a din that she's asur labayla, she has din of a suffix soita. Says Rabbi Elazar that, and let's add another piece. We pointed out that there's also Gzeres HaKosuv. A woman was Mizana, and the Torah uses the Lashon in Parsha Soite and Nosoi. The Torah uses the Lashon Ve'ed Ein Bo. There is no aid. What are we talking about? The Gemara explains we're talking about that after Kinui Ustiro, an aid Echod is Nemon to say that she's Mizana, she then would have a din of Soite Vadai, as if two Eidim were made. If there were two Eidim that come into Bez and say this woman was Mizana, Savada, she's Asur Labailo, and if her husband would live with her, we'd give him Malkus. She's Asur Labailo. Same way we'd give her Misa Alpi to Eidim, she's now Asura Labailo Alpi with two Eidim. After Kinu Yestiri Eid, Echor has the same Koyach. Toshtet Mufush Ve'ed Ein Bo. However, without Kinu Yestiri, there is no Koyach Ve'ed Echor. So where does the din of two Eidim stop and where does the din of Eid Echor start? Says Rav Elazar that after the chalois that's chal between this woman with that man in the kinui, the chalois is now she has that din ve'ed ein bo, and now if she's nisyachid, how do we know she was nisyachid? And Erecha tells the husband, Hezachai, your woman was nisyachid, your wife was nisyachid with that man. She becomes asur eloi. If the man himself sees it, and he says it to Bezdin, the halach is he's also nemon. Why? Because the chalois din of answering her, of making a chalois kinui astir in her, is chalai de the two edim of the kinui. That's the chayr pshat in the Tanakam over here in Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yeshua says no. Mikan ala pishnaim, a part of the process is the chalois kinui that's chalal pi two edim. Umashke al pishnaim, this is already not a chalois because this is not edus l'kiyume. If a woman is mizana, it doesn't need edikim to make her asura labailo. It just needs levirure. Says Rabbi Yeshua, in order to now say that the woman becomes a suffix soita, you need to aid him. An erecha wouldn't be nemon. The husband himself would not be nemon. Avada, the husband himself, he says it to himself that she was nisyachid. So the halach is shavya nafshi chaticha disur. We learned about in Ksubas. A person is nemon legabi himself. But she doesn't have a din of a suffix soita. We don't nemon that she has a din of a suffix soita. He, kishehu la'atzma, if he knows that she was nisyachid, he's not allowed to live with her. Piskarov says that the two edim are necessary, according to Rabbi Yeshua, on the stira, on the yichud, because over there also there's a chalois. To turn her into a suffix soita is not enough edekinu. Kinu is the first part of the process. There's a chalois that needs edekium even by the stira. If edim see her being mazana, so that's not edus lekiume. That's just edus levirure. But the stira, where you don't know that the woman was mazana, you just see her in a compromising position. Besesa, that also needs a chalois kiyum, and that also needs to aid him. Where's the term mechadash ve'edim bo? After it was already chal in her, a din of isha she'asur labayla, she's a suffix soita. There were two edim that made the chalois kinui, two edim made the chalois stira. Then an eid echod can upgrade her. If it is an eid echod that she's mizana, she would have a din. Instead of being a suffix soita, she would have a din of a suffix vadai. First of all, the mayim wouldn't be baidik, and there are other ramifications between a suffix soita and a suffix vadai, which we'll see in Hashem behemshach ha-masechta. That's the machloikis over here. It's a lomdusha machloikis. Had a look at this whole relationship of kinu yistira between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua.